commissioners, referring back, let's refer back to our public hearings, and then we do have one other item of business on the agenda at the very end. So, and quiet, everybody, please. Thank you. All right, our first public hearing was conditional use number 2355, Dan Velez and Mary Chris Braille.
So this is Mr. Mears' one. You might want to defer. It's a struggle whether there was a sufficient record on this one, you know.
A lot of stuff.
The physical therapist. Well, the problem is the speculative nature of it, too. I mean, conditional use is usually fairly specific, you know. And I'm okay with granting the conditional use for the physical therapy office, but the other piece of it, I don't think there was a sufficient record made for that. But.
And it's too much on that property. It's not that big of a parcel.
Yeah, there's, I guess, a couple ways to go.
And I don't think they realize the impact what DelDOT's going to do to them when you made that point. I agree with you completely.
Well, yeah, I don't know where they go.
I don't think they
plan.
See it coming.
Yeah.
I don't know who did that plan for them, but.
I looked on it.
There was no title block.
Yeah, right.
No title block. But I think deferring to allow Mr. Mears an opportunity to listen to the tape and weigh in would be wise.
Okay, so Mr. Chair, with conditional use number 2355, Dan Velez and Marius Barrio. I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Second that.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2355, Dan Velez and Mary Christa Braille. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item was conditional use number 2420, Vance Daniels.
Good luck, Keller.
Well, I think if this is not really isn't all that hard. I mean, the guy could clearly has been operating a business there. I think what happened to him is people took advantage of his good nature, started dumping cars on him, and he just kind of let them do it. Some of them perhaps complained, and rightfully so, perhaps. But I don't have any problem with giving him a certain number of cars for a certain amount of time for the work that he's doing there. And I almost think he would be okay with that because he wants to be able to tell these people that it's us that won't let them put the cars there, not him. You know.
I agree.
Yeah, it's just coming up with the number.
So, but give me, Keller needs time to come up with that, though. So,
I appreciate all the above. I've seen. Okay, so Mr. Chairman, in regards to CU 2420, Vance Daniels, I'm moved to defer for further consideration.
Second that.
Been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2420, Vance Daniels. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. The next public hearing was conditional use number 2346, TPED ASU 4144114, whatever, LLC.
Getting late.
I just have one question on that. So they were showing a 25-foot buffer. Should we be asking for a 30?
That's up to you all. I'd have to go back to that looking to see what they were on the other ones.
I don't think it.
Okay.
Really the other thing that kind of struck me, I mentioned to Jamie, is, you know, there was the person that asked about, you know, the trees to screen it. It seems like big trees and solar farms aren't necessarily compatible.
it's interesting to me that they'll put those trees on the perimeter, but I guess they calculate.
And maybe they
figure out which way the sun's going.
Yeah, that's true.
So
you're right.
Yeah.
Well, they got shrubs ahead of that, so it may not be a big tree behind it.
Yeah, so
the tree heights and the caliper widths were actually in excess of what we would require for a subdivision.
What they proposed.
They were probably 9-foot trees and I think 2.5-inch caliper.
Okay. No. Trust me, I looked at some of the trees that have gone up on some of the developments recently. I was like,
is that a tree?
Oh, wow.
That segues into our conversation in a moment. So.
Yeah. Okay. Mr. Chair, with regards to conditional use number 2346 TPEDE SU 114 LLC, I make a motion to defer.
Second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2346 TPEDE SU 114 LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thanks. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2347 TPEDE SU 94 LLC.
I mean, Mr. Chairman, I'd move to defer for further consideration on CU 2347 TPE DESU 94 LLC.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2347 TPE DESU 94 LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. And our next public hearing was subdivision 2022-04 Twin Masts.
All right, I have a couple questions. Can we still get, should have smacked you on the arm, can we still get information from DelDOT? Because I want to know what is a local road considered its level four, and then what would it take to have a Route 1 in?
Well, yeah, the answer to your question is yes, because we can leave the record open. We can leave the record open to receive additional information and to allow a public comment period, because the public has a right to see whatever
and
additional
the
information
too.
Comes in. And the applicant does too, for that matter, both of them do.
Right.
It needs to be a specific question to DelDOT.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's
the problem I have with the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's not done. They're attempting to fix the bicycle while they're riding it. You know, they're texting during the public hearing. They're negotiating while we're having this hearing. I have some concerns about the superior design aspect. That's relatively new for this area.
Well, this part's
this
not.
This part.
Because this is low density.
It's
relatively new, because most of the stuff we see is in the coastal area,
right,
which didn't
right,
used to have it.
Right,
you know,
right.
So, yeah.
So, and I'm, you know, I mean, I'm just one person. I jump in, guys.
Well,
I agree.
That,
and
that
I'm,
whole...
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go
that proffer of a right turn and no left turn, I can tell you what me and probably 95% of the people are going to do. They're going to cause an accident because they're trying to
make the
road
to make a
U-turn
turn anyway.
Yeah.
And
or go down and make a U.
In the first guy's driveway.
Yeah. I mean,
well,
I think there was a lot of good opposition testimony. There was ordinance-based testimony, which is always important. You know, it's not just people just didn't get up and say, I don't like it, I don't want it, you know, blah, blah, blah. They actually had ordinance reasons, which we have to give some consideration to.
No, I agree. I mean, the people who have the hunting.
That's what I was going to say. They
need
at least
100-foot buffer.
1,000-foot.
So that,
really?
Yeah.
The point that Christian was making, if that would have been zoned as a certain type of an airport, would that have eliminated the...
Well, that's part of what the problem was, and that's why it got hung up at County Council to some extent, because when it got passed here, and Jamie, you can chime in on it, you can see where we were talking about putting it at this level. We put an airplane on a map that says the airport. Well, it's more complicated than that, because there's public airports that are FAA regulated, there's ones that aren't, there's ones where you can fly into, there's ones you can't, and it was like, we'll just start peeling back the onion. There was a lot more to it than otherwise, you know.
I think
where we never got to, because it got more complicated than that.
Well,
you know, FAA least, regulated, not FAA, DelDOT, not DelDOT.
But was his point that the path that those planes would travel would not be able to be developed within a certain distance from the airport? Is that what?
See, the way
I think there's a buffer zone at the end is what they were describing.
Well, that's what they wanted. Yeah, because the way I read the FAA thing, it said that Mr. King presented, it said that the FAA doesn't regulate this type of airport because it's private. It's up to the airport operator to protect his airport along with the, you know, the local zoning authority, you know, so.
We've got to keep coming to meetings like tonight in order to protect
or buy the land or do whatever, you know.
Tonight was painful.
He has to.
I really appreciated the gentleman's testimony and the video from the pilot.
The first one, yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
and that's why I asked that question, where if we take those lots out, but then when he was pointing to the lots up on the screen, he was showing a whole lot more lots his understanding that were going to be removed than what they have proffered.
You see, this is what bothers me about where this is right now. It's still being negotiated,
yeah.
and I'm not too sure
And the fact that they just had a meeting with the airport people, the residents there, 2 days ago.
That's it, exactly.
I agree with you completely.
And they're trying to, you know, they're trying to do it on the fly, and I appreciate all that, but, you know, I think it's moving too fast. You know, and I know the applicant is not going to want to hear this, but let me check Willow on with Jamie.
If they
withdraw the application, they can put it back in. They don't have, there's no waiting period, right?
It's, no, and because it's already been through the process already once, we wouldn't put them to the back of the queue.
It wouldn't put them back in.
You would have another hearing.
But if, well, listen, I'm the last person that wants to do that, but I'm more interested in seeing it get done the right way, even if we have to do it over again, okay? My concern is that there, and we still haven't addressed, in my mind, the issue of superior design, and we still have not addressed the road.
Yeah.
That's a terrible road.
It is. It's terrible. That's what I'm like.
It's just a terrible road.
It's a terrible road.
Well, at least they're going to play devil's advocate here. The section in front of the development will be a whole lot nicer with the shoulders. And then who knows what their contribution is to improve, do road improvements around that. Yes.
I get that. And that's why I'm saying I'm not rejecting it out of hand, but.
But I'm telling you, everybody is going to go out of that development and make a right-hand turn, and they're going to meander around. Like the guy says, they're going to look at the miles.
You see this thing right here? It'll tell you to do that.
Right.
If you punch Waze in or something, it's going to, and when traffic's heavy, that's what it's doing all over the county, is it's rerouting everybody onto every little dog path there is. So the idea that there's not going to be traffic, I mean, that's just not, this.
And it's quadrupling, right? There's currently, what'd they say, about 40 people, 40 homes on Round Pole?
Well, here's the thing, the traffic generation goes from like 290 to 2400 or something. I mean, it's some crazy number.
Well, yes, I wrote it down just a second.
And I don't understand how DelDOT does not see that as
290.
Well, that's another subject for another time about that. Okay, that whole situation. But we'll talk about that later. But good grief. So
if they were to withdraw, then they could redo.
But
if they don't, we've got to give them an answer in 45 days.
Yeah. Well, and
unless you hold the record open because you want additional information, you know.
And I mean
that's the other thing.
Yeah.
Let me just say the clock doesn't start running till the record's closed. So
right.
if you held it open,
leave the record open, but like you said,
a question and then public comment, then it would be received. We'd announce closure of the record, and then that would start 45 days.
Yeah. You already closed the record, though.
We close the public hearing. We can leave the record open. But the thing is, as Vince said, you have to be specific about what you're leaving the record open for, right? And can you leave the record open until they all get done negotiating and decide what they can all live with? I mean, I think that's a little broad for, I mean.
Yeah, no, I don't think you should do that.
You know,
no.
But
that's not what Kim was. You weren't suggesting.
No, I wasn't.
If we deny it, then they can't come back for a year. Is that right? Or no?
They could come back with something, I guess, completely different, or
they could come back with a different application. I guess they just can't bring the same application back. What definitely would be different.
I'd have to look at the code without saying, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't, there's way too much hanging fire on this thing for me to feel comfortable saying to approve it.
I agree.
You know?
I'm just seeing another, you know, again, we don't have the specifics. You know, they say, well, you said potato, I said potato,
right.
And my potato trumps your potato, I need to know.
And as I said earlier,
what are the questions you have?
Well, my questions again were, what is considered, what volume is considered reasonable for a local road is one, which 2,400 cars is not it.
Depends on what DelDOT says.
That's
the potato
right,
and the potato
then,
you're just talking
and then
about.
What would it take to have a Route 1 entrance?
Yeah.
what would, I mean, they've got quite a bit of frontage there. They could do deceleration and acceleration lanes to make it.
It's actually one of the few we've had where you could actually make an entrance make sense because you've got enough frontage to do it, but I can't see them allowing that under any circumstance. But that's up to Delta. I mean, you never know.
That's why I think you were going to ask that question.
Certainly wasn't up to these two guys.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to be somebody else. Yeah. So, but.
I think that's a great question for Delta.
And of all the nights for your traffic expert to not be here?
I know.
I mean, I can't imagine. I felt sorry for the applicant, frankly, because that, I mean, gee whiz.
Oh, yeah, that was.
I would have pulled it from the agenda. I would have said, put me on 2 weeks from now or a month from now, you know, but that's not what my call. So.
I agree with Kim's suggestion to ask that question to DelDOT, because did they just take the easy way out and probably the cheaper way out by putting the entrance where they have it? And did they really pursue the option with DelDOT? And I agree with Bob that DelDOT doesn't usually like that out on route.
No, I understand that.
But did they do their due diligence to try to make that happen?
It would be good to know that. And you're right. And it's both of them. It's DelDOT and the applicant, both mm-hmm. of them, mm-hmm. you know. But you just don't know how it went down. But you see, with all this stuff hanging out here, I don't know how we're supposed to do anything with this.
I agree.
I
kind of feel like when you were yelling at the poor girl that you thought she was redesigning, I kind of feel like we're almost in the redesign phase here, you know? We're this buffer in, we got to do this.
I apologize to all of you again, because that was, I really felt bad after I jumped her about that, because I was thought, oh my gosh, is this girl redesigning the whole site for us? But
well, that's kind of what she was suggesting when she was speaking.
But seeing that now, when I saw the exhibit and realized what she was trying to do, and I think she was quoting chapter and verse from our own code. I think that's what the code says.
She seemed unfazed by your comments, so she was good.
Can we make sure? I think
most people
learn.
Yeah, that's the only copy. So, put that back. Yeah, her husband's a lawyer. She's good. All right. So, yes, ask the questions to DelDOT.
I think you should leave the record open.
Yeah.
Just in the motion, we leave the record open for staff to ask the following specific question or questions to DelDOT, then you got to say what they are.
I'm asking that leave the record open for staff to ask specific questions to DelDOT. For one, what volume is considered passable for a local road, such as Round Pole Bridge Road, without a failure? Mm-hmm. And the second would be, what would it take to have a Route 1 entrance? Did you want to throw in there? Did they even look into that, could we pursue that option?
Or we should just ask them to pursue that option.
Yes, please pursue the option.
But the thing is, I don't know how you ever close the record on that. You know, because you're asking them to pursue it, and what's that mean? I mean, a pocket veto.
Okay.
All
right. So, what would they have to do to get a Route 1 entrance?
Or ask them if a route. So let's start over.
Okay.
So
help us out here with Mr. Lee.
The first one is leave the record open for. What is the acceptable level of service on Round Pole Bridge Road?
Yes.
And the second question is an entrance onto Route 1 possible, and what would it take to accomplish that?
Thank you.
That's
what I want to know.
And then it would be, upon receipt of that answer from DelDOT, we would announce receipt of that information from DelDOT on an agenda on a Thursday night, and hold the record open for 15 business days following that announcement of receipt.
Everybody have that
your motion?
That is my motion.
I second it.
Move and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2022-04 twin masts, subject to the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
That'll give